technical difficulties. We'll get right back.
This one of them situations, y'all. A real live moment. I'm gonna make them hate me. Go ahead, hate me if you want. Go ahead, hate me if you want. I'm a real one. I'm gonna make them hate me. Go ahead, hate me if you want. Go ahead, hate me if you want. I'ma live it up. I'ma keep it live to the death. Yup, that's for sure. I'ma keep it live to the death. Yup, that's for sure. I'ma make them hate me. I'ma make them hate me. This was the moment, y'all, right here where you just be like, you know what? It's episode 40. It's season 5, all the way live 365. I'm live, Ty Handles. And we're going to let it roll.
Episode
40
in the season 5?
Episode 40?
Damn, yo, we really in this motherfucker.
We really up in here.
I'm
going to
try to hear what's going on.
Shout out to all the flags.
Yeah.
I can rewind it.
I know. It's all good. We're going to be here.
Really like to hear what's going on in real time.
What up, Steve, huh? Y'all good? Yeah, I know. Yep. Steve Cooley. We got a different kind of remote location energy going on right here. So this is a real live exclusive right here. You know what I mean? For the most part, the route's a real live energy.
Hey, Dave.
That's what I'm saying.
This is like some real live. This is real live, too. You see something
white coming
up? Yeah.
But
that's why I say they probably just hear what's
going on first, and then we can just go in. You said, who they should?
Yeah. Well,
matter of fact, they probably will right now.
Yeah. It's one of them kind of situations. I've been there before. That's what makes it even crazy. I've seen this shit before. I have one there. I got one. At the whole
bar.
No, I know some that don't.
I don't know many people.
I know some that don't have that.
They just have kids.
I have one.
I got one. I might have two.
On that level.
I know people that got all of them.
All of them buck wild. They got their own little shit.
They got three or four. And they all
but one when they get that courage in them.
Technical foul.
When you look your courage in the mouth. Technical foul.
I'm almost liking it to like, it's two things you ain't gonna find a girl in Cleveland without. That's a child or a tattoo. You said it. No, that's real. So, I kind of liken it to this. Like, you ain't gonna find a dude that got multiple baby mamas without any face.
I'm proud of mine. They help me be a better man.
It's all good. If you can endure it, some of them get just drove you. Some of them just.
They help me be a better man, Steve.
Sometimes I'm a clip, some help me become
better. I'm telling you, I just assume. That's it, I like all my crazy. They help me become a better man.
You know what? They won't know where we're coming from unless you just get a little closer to that. Just go in there and grab us a bit. Just do a walkthrough. You said it's
right there, dude. Listen, be right.
I'm on the seats, man. I don't pull no lines. I don't pull no bullshit.
We gotta do this thing, though.
I know.
Like, seriously.
So if you came to get her, listen. I respect that you came to get her. I do. I always respect that.
But what I'm saying is, tell me what it is and what it ain't.
I'm just saying. I did not go
I was just thinking silent part. It's funny as you came with that. It's funny you came with that one there. And that's the cut there.
Yeah. That
best nigga. Hey, I need to get another taste of some more liquor too for that shit. I'm really gonna play it. Hey, look, you see me in here? Investigative reports.
I got to do this, that, the third, like, I don't break up. I don't break up.
I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I don't break up. I
Oh, you need to cup, you need to cup yourself, huh?
She is right. I should have let her know. I took it for granted that I was just gonna have it.
I'm sure you don't. It doesn't matter to you. But just like I don't have to get it, you don't understand. So do me a favor.
Don't nobody answering. They
do me a favor. I love you, but fucking wrap it up. Because you said the same shit like six fucking times.
Now you're dead. Get that.
She
needs to be getting home to go to school.
What the fuck I got going on?
That's what it is.
In the middle of this shit. Like, and he came in yelling and screaming and shit about shit. Nobody even knows what you're talking about. So if you want to take a kid home, take the kid home. But fucking wrap it up.
You ain't got nothing to do with it. You wrap it up.
You fucking yell.
I'm coming. You ain't got no fucking.
Okay. How many times you got to say that?
Well, then go in there and wrap it up.
No, I'm saying you wrap it up. You're the one fucking yelling and screaming, fucking up everything that was already happening here. So fucking wrap. You're pissed. We get it. Wrap it up. Move on. You fucking yelled at me and brought me in here. So don't be mad at me now because I'm telling you what's real. That's what's real. You've been saying the same shit for 15 fucking minutes. We did it. 15 minutes you've been saying the same thing like four times.
Barely.
Hey, don't do it. Nicole, relax. Relax. Take your drink. It's over now.
I'm square at myself.
Nobody cares. Wrap it up. It's done now. It's done. Fuck off with that shit. Because you're drunk. So I'm giving you a pass. Fuck off with that shit. Get it the fuck out of here.
I'm wrong.
Come on. That's enough already. Fuck.
Nicole, come on. Let's roll. Come on. If she got school in the morning, come on.
Yeah, it's almost midnight.
Let's go. Come on. Come on. I know. I understand this. Come on. Let's roll. Let's make it happen. Tiana, I'm saying. Tiana. Come on.
She's trying to get her hair done. She gonna still do your hair. Come on. Let's roll.
You've been over here all this time, like.
Come on.
If somebody I'm saying,
but look,
the
phones was dead. That's what I'm saying. So come on, let's roll. Come on.
Probably have to add something to it.
Walk you down. Come on.
Bye, Tiana.
I get it.
Girl,
fuck off. Get your ass down the stairs. Shut the fuck up, you crazy drunk bitch. Shut up.
I got that too. I got it all.
Damn.
I got that part.
Love that sauce.
She's
my friend. I'll call her tomorrow. Tell her, hey, bitch, you were drunk and acting retarded. She's done this many times. She knows what it is.
Yeah, I got some friends.
Damn. I hang with friends like that all the time.
They inspire me. And embarrassed.
They inspire me.
Yeah. Ah. Who is it?
They inspire me.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to swing my drink around three more times and yell about being a responsible parent.
I didn't listen. I was not
Sorry, Dave. That was enough already.
Listen.
Tomorrow she'll be fine.
Again.
Wait, is that who?
Her child.
Yes, it is.
And if she couldn't call Tiana, because Tiana's phone was dead, and my phone apparently was dead, I didn't.
Tiana's phone is not dead. She had to bitch on do not disturb.
It's children.
Listen.
Yeah, that. See, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
There has been so many times where Tiana has stayed in my house.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just take her to school. Like, or if I gotta stop at her house and get her together.
Today she got drunk enough to care, but she still shouldn't have fucking came in here with all of that.
It's Tiana your child.
That's her daughter. That's my niece.
Right.
She comes over here, she fucks with me. But the thing is, if you trust me with your child for days at a time.
Yeah. My sister would have
sorta.
Yeah. But my sister would adopt
you. Trust me with your child.
It's his commandeered family.
If you trust me with your child for days at a time.
Meanwhile, the kid been here with him days, weeks at a fucking time at his house. There's no reason why you should be tripping because she over here.
My sister would not flip out on me.
That's why it's like only so much of this shit I'm gonna listen to. Like, okay, Nicole, it's time for you to get the fuck head on. Like, stop with that. Nobody cares. It's
funny, my sister's name is Nicole, too. But my sister would not flip out on me.
If she let her
kids come over, she not gonna come over there and flip out.
Oh my god, I'm gonna make her feel like straight shit tomorrow. Ooh, make her feel so bad. She's gonna be sober.
Yeah. She kept calling me right there. I always get crazy.
I like your beard.
I always get crazy.
I really like your beard.
You know that I always get those.
Always get the dysfunctional ass crazy hoes, yo.
I'm a magnet for dysfunctionality.
Always. Your destiny is like trying to be on Snaps. Like, why you keep trying to be on there, yo?
That's not right.
Why you trying to be on there?
That's my destiny.
And I swear, when they interview me, I'm going to be like, I told him a bunch of times.
No, you told me to get with the white girl.
That was one time you needed to pay money. I was trying to help. Did she pay her rent?
Yeah.
Did she pay her rent?
Yeah, but then she started doing unnecessary shit.
I put you
like, she started doing unnecessary shit like adding raisins to the potato salad.
First of all, you know that goddamn well they don't really put raisins in potato salad.
She that bullshit, man.
She started buying me what she wanted me to have. That was
right. Bitches do that.
I had blue carpet. She bought me. She wanted to buy a red ass couch.
Down to me.
I mean, the couch was like about 10. Couch was like 8 grand.
I remember that couch. That was like,
I'm like, bitch, there's no way there's a red ass couch going on my blue carpet.
Trust me with your child.
Hey, man.
Trust me with your child.
Hey, man.
Trust
me with your child.
But what I know, she always. Everybody, kids, is always with me, man.
Hey, man.
It's trick look.
She's drunk. She's tripping. She ain't gonna remember half of the shit tomorrow.
You know what it is? No.
It's trick look.
Hey, what's this?
You know what?
Hey, Tom.
That's what it was.
Yep. That's what it was. Right
now. Oh, that's.
She had a bad day with her, whatever situation was over there with her dude. That's what.
No.
I'm
just gonna give y'all a real quick synopsis of what's going on, but we recording live.
Oh, it's
a fan. And shit just really hit the fan. So just keep listening, and we gonna sort this out a little later on what's really going on.
Your chick gave you a lighter. You must really like her. That's good.
I ain't have one. I just like my cigar. I was a little lighter. She came down and gave me one of her papers.
That was lovely. That's very nice.
Why you looking at your track like it depleted itself?
Well, because it's leaking.
He's like,
I went to where the stash was.
It's leaking from the top, not the bottom.
No, the lady grabbed it all.
You gotta watch her. Hey, Kamisha!
She's cleaning.
Oh, she's cleaning.
Crazy was about to flip out on crazy
because
she was like walking around in circles and shit.
Nobody
got to
be
clean.
She was stressed out. That was my
really. Nobody got to be clean.
The hoes want that sauce. Where's Mike at, man? I need Mike to hear some of this shit, man.
He hear some. Mike said he got to be at work too.
Oh, Mike passed up.
That's what
I told him. I was gonna get back to him, and I said I didn't forget about you. But he just downloaded the band lab, so I was gonna get him the email
I know what you're doing. I know how you doing.
So I was like, Mike, man, listen. I said I ain't forget about you, but we've been working on so much shit. I can just sit. Hey, we got a new follower called Metcalf Up the Middle. You know who that is?
Metcalf
Up the Middle is my new follower. That's Melissa.
Right.
Yeah.
Melissa went on Bandcamp and she donated $20 to Corey. She thought we was on Bandcamp. I didn't even know it's a thing called Bandcamp. Bandcamp, they just donate money.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not trying to find that out.
Try over. That's what I couldn't remember. Like, I told you
she
was
like, oh, I thought you was on band camp. I donated, I couldn't find you, but I donated $20 to Corey's song. Corey didn't work with us. Because he's on band camp.
That's all
like, no, band camp is where they had a flu.
That's something different, though. That's something that you actually did.
Nah, I know about that.
Because I told her, like, hey, man, you've been saying the same shit for 15 minutes. We get it. But it's over.
That's
fuck
right.
Off.
Yeah.
That's enough.
I got that too. Told you that's all. Hey. I should have been playing the soundtrack shit like y'all.
This is, been here too long
this,
with this shit.
This is called Epic Garden.
Yeah, look, and I get it because
she said
I
thanks.
My phone,
yeah, like,
was dead.
Whatever. No, I don't get it because normally she don't fuck.
Yeah, but
mad.
Look,
she,
look.
Like, so I'm
no,
not sure.
I get all that. But
nah,
I can't.
My whole thing is this.
Come here. No. First off,
call
we
to
both
check
know
on
what
your
happened.
Kid, and you can't get in touch.
So I understand that.
No, we both know what happened. Mary finally invited her to Taco Tuesday, which she never does. They bought it. She stayed tied out
to
the
vibe.
Here. They got drunk.
Hey, y'all, to the vibe, everybody.
Right,
I drank my shit, goddammit. I drank it already.
Yeah.
Well, shit the rest.
Hey, y'all, to the vibe. To the vibe.
Oh, there you go, man. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, that's why you look familiar. See, yo, Valerie.
Like,
yes.
No, he can do it. You can do it in my job, too.
He's
pulling up on his phone.
ADA Keys right here.
It's on YouTube, right?
Shout out to PA Dre, yo.
He got a song. I want y'all to
hear. Shout out to him. Shout out to him. Shout out to him.
Right. But, dear, we got to get this podcast set up and ready. I mean, this is like
oh, bro, we was recording all of this shit.
No, we got to
start in the middle.
Look, I told Ty. I've been talking about I need to have a camera. Where when we kick it, we just record. Because it just be, and whether or not we use it live not, it's just an edit.
It's capturing the moment.
But some of the shit that we have, some of the jokes, some of the crazy shit, some of the bullshit,
man.
That shit be fucking gold, man.
You'll be surprised.
Like gold. Like that situation.
Hey, man, what? She came over here and made bitches everywhere look crazy as fuck.
No, she didn't. She made herself look crazy.
Oh my God.
She don't represent all.
No,
like, you don't know
everybody
here.
Everybody know a bitch like that.
But they don't represent all of them. Everybody to each his own.
You know what I called it?
It is group economics.
It's a Section 8 Housewives of Cleveland. That's what I call my show with the camera. I told you.
Damn.
Section 8 Housewives.
I want to welcome everybody to the Real Live Talk Podcast Platform Radio Show. I'm the host, Live Ty Handles, Ty Live Handles.
The live is
out. We got some amazing energy going on right here. This is how we do right here. I haven't given it to y'all like this, but I told you this exists. I told you motherfuckers this shit. I told you this exists.
Pick up from his story. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We about to go into my brother's story right here. As a matter of fact, tell the people who you are. Whatever name you want to tell the world.
I'm not going to tell no name.
No, you have to say your name, asshole.
Yeah, who
got to say your name?
Yeah, yeah. Keep the vibe, yo. Who's your name?
Your name.
No.
My name is your name.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm going to... You
no,
ready?
It's terrible. But I
talk to him. Talk to him, bro.
Let me tell you this story.
Story time.
There was a group of people who shall remain nameless. Went out to eat.
Uh-oh.
Like a Benihana, Wasabi, one of those restaurants, right?
A hibachi restaurant.
A hibachi.
Hibachi.
They went out. They ate. Oh, yeah, niggas got the dragon special with the shrimps and all that. And guess what? When the bill came,
that's always the best part.
One of the couples that was there said, "Oh, hell no." It wasn't quite that, but she did say, "Nigga, I ain't ordered no gratuity." What the fuck is that? I ain't paying for that. I ain't get that shit.
Oh, I got another name for it too, y'all.
She may have.
Gratuitous high.
But the point is, instead of paying, look.
I didn't order this gratuitous high.
Listen, the story gets better. So instead of just paying for it or fussing, her dude went in the bathroom and put on a skull cap. As a disguise. She went to the bathroom and put on a scarf. As a disguise. No, just a skull cap.
Okay, not even a ski.
Because he didn't wear a hat. And she had her hair done. They went to the bathroom, covered their hair, and walked the fuck out.
It's a real mask.
And this is a reminder. A Benihana. So there's a whole table of motherfuckers that know who you are. And a couple people that may not. However, everybody see y'all change it to your disguises and walk the fuck out because guess what? She ain't order no motherfucking gratuity. Y'all trying to play me. So everybody at the table had to cover that shit.
That's the whole
I'm sorry. Look,
fuck
I'm sorry.
You. We don't
look,
trust them new niggas over
I'm
there.
I'm sorry. Look,
nope.
We just, I don't even want y'all to talk no shit about us. We even the people that didn't know them, they shelled out a couple bucks. Look.
I'm never paying for that.
That was, no. That was ridiculous. Wow.
Flip my shit off.
That's who just left.
Oh.
I knew it.
Nigga.
Fucking knew it.
I ain't ordering no gratuity.
Yes, I remember.
I ain't paying for that shit.
That is
so
a fucking real story.
Their disguises and dipped.
There was someone
and
who shouted
everybody who they came
birthday.
With who know who they 3 years
ago.
And the other people who saw them. They
yes,
left everybody like, fuck that. Nigga, we didn't order the gratuity.
And that's
and
why.
We out. And it took them several months to realize gratuity was the tip.
Several what?
Several months.
Several what?
Now I can't.
Several what?
Several months.
Listen.
Take the what?
You know what?
Keep the what and take
clear.
The what?
Let me be clear.
She's
wait,
hard to convince.
Wait. I'm not sure she still knows. What happened?
No, she does. Because we roasted her.
But I don't think she gives a fuck.
Turkey.
And she would do it again.
You roasted her.
She would do it again.
Now, I
because they put
attest.
The tip on the check.
I can truly
without asking her.
That is a real story. Because my sister was actually fucking there. And when it happened, my sister called me like, so that's your bitch, huh? Guess what your bitch just did in the restaurant? I said, you know if I was there,
I would have stabbed her. And I would have separated our checks.
With a shrimp fork.
And given or please for information. Because, bitch, I've never
bought this. That's what it's for. Niggas trying to leave out on that check.
Man.
I ain't ordered no gratuity.
Hey, man, check this out.
Bam. Stop with the shrimp fork.
Same person. The first time I ever had a fucking counterfeit bill, I got it from her dad. He paid us in counterfeit money to fucking babysit his kids. He gave us like $300.
This right here.
And when we went to the bar, the fucking bartender, Steven was there, literally took the money and pulled it apart. And I was like,
what the fuck are you trying to do?
Ah! Like, my bad. And it was a bar I went to all the time. So what do we do? Because you know, you gotta always have a plan B. There should always be a backup. You gotta know, we ordered a fucking pizza. And the 12-year-old that showed up to deliver the pizza gave us the pizza and the change. Yeah, and I went like 3 doors down from my house and ordered the pizza so they didn't know where I live. Yeah, too bad.
Oh, so you got it off on the pimple face.
She got it off on the,
You still gotta get it off. So you I mean, you might hit a snag.
She got it off, though.
But you persevered.
So she really fucked up. What was the name of the pizza spot on Toy Story?
That one,
she got that guy. That pizza Palace or whatever, she got that guy.
No, it's Domino's.
No, it's Domino's!
That's why Domino's isn't on 185th anymore.
Look, real talk, I bet everybody in here has a story on how they fucked Domino's. Or at least Pizza Hut. Or at least the delivery driver.
Dude, I was doing that shit for years.
Because I know I used to do it to apartments.
No.
I would order a couple pizzas to an apartment, and when they went to go take one pizza, I would take everything they left in the car. They'd come back and be like,
And this was
in Virginia. I thought I had found a new whole hustle. Nigga, I can't wait to get back to the land and do this.
No, I'll do you one better. Too late. It wasn't delivering nowhere.
I knew.
I'll do you one
Pizza delivery wasn't even real in Cleveland.
No, I'll do you one better. Like, by the time me and my crew got the heart to think about doing it, dude, brothers in my hood took it too far already.
You couldn't get a pizza delivered in Shaker. You couldn't get a pizza delivered anywhere in the city of Cleveland.
Certain spots, though, man.
If you could tell me a spot where you could get a pizza delivered in the early 90s, I'd give you
$20. 14705 Shaw Avenue.
Lake Show for a hot second.
Every Friday. Real fast, though. They're very aggressive, too.
And on Saturdays,
we got a fish box from Caribbean Sea.
Y'all was like regulars. Y'all was like them motherfuckers that they was like, oh yeah.
If you were really slick about it,
this is the only people.
Get on,
this is it. No one else. No mas. Look. If the Mexicans knew it, no mas. The fucking Chinese people, nyet.
I don't know
what it is for Chinese for no more.
That's it.
But if it was a Russian restaurant, nyet. Look, wasn't nobody delivering.
No,
nothing.
It was
nowhere I knew.
We got delivery every weekend. We were all the time.
It wasn't that bad.
I'll bring you one.
Even though we didn't.
But what we used to do, fuck the delivery,
we would go to the hair store
her talking shit.
And pick hair that was different colors.
That's what it is.
And go to the pizza place and eat. And we would hit Pizza Hut when they had their lunch buffet. So we eat whatever we want, get one last piece, and tuck a piece of the hair under the cheese. Act like you took it by me, like, oh my god. Not only would they give us our shit for free that time, they would let us come back another 2 times because I had bitched them out so bad. So we'd go to Pizza Hut like 3 times for free, and then I would just hit another Pizza Hut with a hair scam.
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
Or I would get a bug from
the park. Let me ask you this.
Oh, no, put it in a bag.
Let me ask you this.
What the fuck? No, I heard about how you be...
Let me ask the room then.
Yeah.
Let me ask the room this question. What is the best scheme of that nature that you know? Because mine was, I knew somebody that would rent a car and change the tires on that car to their car.
You don't want me to say?
And then
you know what I'm saying?
It was cheaper to rent a car and switch all four tires than it was to buy four tires. That's some real shit. That's so again, yeah. So like I said, what is the best scheme?
All right, so check
so this a nigga renting a car to get four new tires. You rent a car for a day and you swap out tires. That's a great fucking scheme.
Okay,
what's
here.
The best scheme you knew?
So here's another one. Tell. Ready? Ready? I got my.
Really
I'm gonna give you my top five.
I mean, that was early 90s, 2000s.
Hey. Because I'm not a criminal anymore. I'm going to give you my top five.
Number one,
you want to make some cash? You want to make some cash?
You got the 90s, so you could.
No, you want to make some cash? You go to a fucking hotel. You go up on like a floor and you go to one of the vending machines. You come right back down to the front desk and you say, hey, I put a fucking 20 in the machine by mistake. It won't give me my change and it won't give me my thing. And they're like, oh, that's because you confused the machine. They hand you $20, you sign a piece of paper, you walk out the door. You hit five hotels in the same neighborhood, $100, 30 minutes, in and out the door. Number two.
And they tell me, we ain't got nothing to do with them machines.
Number two.
You got to call this number. Yeah. Look, that's what they tell me.
Machine.
Look,
in wearing a fucking hoodie. No, number two. You call the supermarket. Some fucking special ed kid just helped me load up my car, and 18 of my items are missing. Here's what I'm missing. You start telling them what you don't have. They write it down. They tell you come back in the store. You go to customer service. Repeat your list. They hand you bags. You go pick your shit up in the store. You walk out the fucking store.
That shit sounds like a job. That sounds like a job. That's a whole lot of work.
Hey, man, check this
for
out.
For like $50 worth of groceries.
People who run scams don't have jobs. So they do. They scam for a living.
That's the job.
So when you're scamming for a living, that's your job. And it took you about 30 minutes to set that shit up. And then now you got groceries for the day. You got cash for
so
the hotel.
$50 an hour.
It's a beautiful thing.
$50 an hour. I guess that makes sense.
It does.
It does. But, my guy, what's your best scheme that you heard?
Nope.
Give me one.
All right. So, our statute of limitations has been going and shit, right? So, check out.
Oh, that's a good one.
So look, you know how you got like you got any kind of appliance store, right? Any place to sell like computers, you got a Best Buy, Target, anything like that, right? Back in the day on Lakeshore, they had the big lots, right?
True story.
So look, they throw out electronics a lot. Old shit that don't work no more. Some shit be for salvage and refurbished, but a lot of shit they just throwing shit away. Look, a lot of computers and shit, right? When you bust the bitches open, it's a lot of gold pieces in them. About three computers, you get about 15 ounces of gold. You can sell 15 ounces of gold.
Real quick.
You do that shit, and they throwing shit out 15
ounces of gold?
And they throwing... That's three computers and a TV, basically. Because computers got a lot of that shit in it. You bust open that fucking, the tower drive and shit like that.
Cable box is too
and it's
big.
All kind of gold. It's the master conductor, so it's all kind of gold in it. You take out all the little gold pieces and hooks and loops and hooks and shit like that, and you got about like 15 ounces of gold. You sell that shit, you know what I'm saying? And we used to do that shit. So you imagine if you got one in your neighborhood or some shit like that, and they throwing out TVs and computers and shit like every 3 days or some shit like that, once we figure that shit out.
So you know how
just put like this. That's
always,
they never fall off. I'll tell you that.
Right. You guys are always saying move. How I charge the girls.
I remember how they did that. They made
I had a girl
on scrap
one day. We all wanted to go out. They're like, we don't have any money. I'm like, fuck you. Put on some jeans, bitch. We're going scrapping. And we just went around the neighborhood. We fucking took aluminum siding off a house. I was like, that's aluminum. That's for the lot.
They made a whole show about
it. Fucked up. It was great. It was like five of us collecting cans.
I learned it from him.
Shout out to him.
Wait, look.
They made a whole series
about that. Hey, man, you can make a lot of money scrapping.
Was out there.
You can make a lot of money scrapping, dude. Don't run on scrapping. Hey, man, if it all goes down, you can always be scrapping. True story. It's a lot of fucking metal out here, bro.
Make school down
in Royal. Yeah, the scrappers.
Literally, yo, reduced in terms of like, we pulled about 10 grand out of the next to every scrapper in the neighborhood was going to make a fucking I swear to God. You say, what now? Like, okay. Everybody was in there.
They made a whole show.
Hey, y'all. Look. We're going to take a quick break. You know what I mean?
All live, all real, all day.
Reveal time.
We're going to take a real break. And ain't nothing that you hear right now is anywhere close to fake. I'm just letting y'all know. I told you it exists.
It's real nigga shit, man.
You know, so.
All the salvages are scrapping.
Salvages are scrapping. Scrapper. Be out here scrapping.
When we come back, I got a whole little bring this all together situation.
Jesus, Lord.
Fantastic.
I thought that in my head, but I ain't want to say it. No. I got something for this, y'all. So we'll be right back, yo. This.
I always wore my sunglasses.
Nigga, you look like Nile Rodgers.
You know what? That's a compliment.
You look like you're about to play La Freak right now.
No, I'm about to play.
You about to play Get Lucky?
Yep. You know it.
I know you so well. I'm up on that.
I can't with y'all, man. This bitch is a brand new sound song.
Hold on there,
Muskrat. Why it is that white people have that reaction? Hello, I'm talking to you. I've done the research on this because I too wanted to know why. And it's been many times, getting many altercations with white women, ever heard it. This is uncensored. We just gonna let them go for a while. What was at the basis of the problem?
Yes, it is.
It ain't no time to host
right now. Nope. See, you dickwitized. It's not. You just fucked up the whole
this
circle.
This is just a listen.
Because penis. Like, I'm going to shut up. Well, whatever. It's cool.
There's going to be.
Because that's your penis. Don't go nowhere. I love you. Where are you going, girl?
Matter of fact.
But anyway. So, did you know?
Conversations.
Yes.
That this is old English.
This is definitely what it is.
This is a real live conversation.
It's an insult. Before a man would duel you, he would refer to you as a filthy cunt, smack you in the face with a glove, spank you out the face. It's a pussy. Why you a pussy ass dude? Like you ain't shit. Like you're a pussy, you're a cunt. So they start calling the bitches that, and the bitches put a negative connotation on it like, damn, they're calling me a pussy. They call each other pussies. That means it's bad.
No one's going to say it. No one's going to say it.
Basically, that's what cut means you're ugly pussy. It's like birth. It's like the birth is an ugly
person. Tell that to Georgia O'Keefe.
What kind of fucking
wait, tell that to Georgia O'Keefe.
The average one like the predator.
Oh, shit.
Who have been fucking with planets? Ask for
you. My shit looks like a flower.
I am telling you what it looked like. I'm not telling you what it feels like.
My shit looks like a perfectly blue lily, baby.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
My shit looks like Easter, nigga. That's what my shit looks like.
Tell me another bitch with my attitude.
Tell me another bitch with my attitude.
Let's get off of it.
Yeah.
About to cut. Let's get off of it.
You got some again. I don't hear shit. What the fuck? What the fuck?
And the word vagina didn't even get used one time on that whole conversation.
All things they don't celebrate vagina is not one of them.
Yeah, they so do a whole lot with vagina, but I ain't no door knocker. I ain't none of that shit.
I don't want no watchtowers.
I have nothing against none of that. I'm blessed.
The real girl showed up and she said vagina. I don't know.
I have no problem with
two of the most powerful things in the universe. Gold and pussy. Aliens come down here for gold and pussy. All right?
Yeah.
Hey, man. I am not, fuck you, man.
I'm not a shadower. I don't know.
That's a great quote. Jay.
Yeah, he is.